Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. We are studying Ezekiel chapter 1, continuing our study. And we've unpacked the context of this the last few days, where this vision that comes to Ezekiel is against the backdrop and countering the ideas and personal visions of the false prophets who presented God as only a God of love, who presented a God that he would never come in judgment, that he would bring back them from captivity in 2 years, and that everything that the Lord declared about the 70-year captivity in Babylon, they were directly contradicting. This vision comes in contrast. They had presented God, they profaned his holiness, they had presented God as coming in a nice, calm manner upon Israel, and here the vision presents God as coming in verse 4, a whirlwind out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself and brightness being all around it, radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. This was directly contradiction to the message of the false prophets, a confronting. God is coming in warfare. Everyone had built into their own minds, in their own imaginations, who and what God would be, and they had not listened to his word. They had forgotten that he was a consuming fire. The storm spoke of his wrath, and the fire engulfing the fire reminded Ezekiel that this God is a consuming fire in his nature. So yesterday we left off with these description of the four living creatures. He says in verse 5 that from within this furnace he saw four living creatures. They had the likeness of a man, each having four faces and four wings. The first thing he does is explain what they look like. Now much of this is symbolic, but he's describing the reality of these beings. He's looking into the throne room. And as he looks upon their four faces. He couldn't get over this. 16 faces in total. The first was the face like that of a man. To the right, like that of a lion. To the left, like that of an ox. To the back, like that of an eagle. This was all the most powerful creatures formed into one splendid being. The face of the man speaking of knowledge, of the lion power, of the ox strength and loyalty, of the face of the eagle speaking of swiftness. Can you imagine a creature like this? Terrifying. Its pillars were straight. They didn't bend. They had calves' feet, speaking of agility. They did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. 16 total head, 32 eyes. There's no place they did not see. Their legs and feet were constructed to execute straightway the will of the maker in a moment's of time. They did not deviate in the least bit from the will of God. They were swift to do their work. Under their wings, they had that of man's hands, skilled to do whatever the bidding is of God. Awesome, powerful beings. Your worst nightmare. And notice what they're doing. In verse 9, their wings touched one another. They stretched up, verse 11, upwards, two wings of each other, they touched another. So the picture was their massive wings were raised up and they utterly surrounded the glory of God. There were no cracks in this fence. They totally and completely shielded that glory. God is completely walled off. It's the imagery we were given back in Genesis. Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. The cherubim flashed their flaming swords back and forth to keep Adam from God's glory because he could not endure that glory. Verse 13, that's what's described. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like coals of burning fire. like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures, the fire bright, and out of the fire went lightning. This massive wall is a firewall. Nothing but continuous lightning and glory radiation like torches passing between them. The radiation from the plants in Japan is nothing compared to this. You know what this is? God is on fire radiating glory radiation in their midst, yellow and red flashes forming a wall that if anyone comes close to, you get incinerated. So now you understand what we have described in verse 11, that their other wings were specifically created to cover their own bodies. They had to shield themselves from the radiating glory of God. God is completely and utterly walled off in his glory. He's a continuous consuming fire. You know, we have to be careful today that we don't chalk this off as the God of the Old Testament, as if God has changed. Do you know, dear listener, that this is the very same description given in Revelation 4? In the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first creature was like that of a lion, the second creature like a calf, the third creature like the face of a man, the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Now, I don't want you to lose the context here. Who was reverencing God in his holiness in Israel? You see how offensive a lighthearted, cavalier, nonchalant attitude before him is when we come and worship? You say, "Well, I'm covered now in the blood of Christ. I live in the New Testament." I say, that means now that you're before the face of God. You're not kept far away by 6-inch thick temple veils. All the more then, by those who draw near to this God, he must be regarded as holy. Listen, there is nothing light. There is nothing joking. This is not a cheerleading time. This is not a coaching event. This is not a ball game. There's nothing casual in coming before this king. The beings that stand before him are intensely serious, ready to do his will. Notice what's described in verse 15. Beside each creature is a wheel in splendid barrel color. It's not a regular wheel, of course. There's a wheel in the midst of a wheel. Whenever this wheel moved, the wheel could go in four directions without having to turn. Everything was in complete and perfect harmony and symmetry. These wheels alone were just awesome. It says in verse 18, as for their rims, they were so high, they were awesome. That's a word reserved for this. Their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. Do you know what he saw? These wheels were so massive. The bottom part of the wheel touched and rested on the earth, and the top part reached up into heaven. And whenever the cherubim moved, the wheels lifted up from the earth and moved wherever the Spirit wanted them to go. When they stopped, they stopped. When they went, they went. What are you seeing in Ezekiel 1? It's Christ's glory chariot. It's a chariot of fire. Ezekiel is seeing this chariot moving. This wall of burning fire, this glory chariot coming out of the north in raging fire. Now here's where you see it. The cherubim have formed a wall. The wheels are in motion. And their strong, straight, powerful legs are under something. Look at verse 22, if you have your Bibles open. In Ezekiel 1, the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. And under the firmament, their wings spread out straight toward one another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult of noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. Do you know what this is? The firmament was the great expanse that God had created at the beginning between heaven and earth. In other words, what you have here is a vehicle transporting the throne room of God. It's represented as the glory chariot of Christ. Everywhere Ezekiel looked in the heavens, he saw this thing. He's riding, Christ is, on this chariot. This is Psalm 18, by the way. Let me quote Psalm 18 for a minute. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy all around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Do you see what this is, dear listener? Christ has the reins of this heavenly chariot with the army surrounding him of God. This is exactly how Ezekiel ends this description. Whenever this voice spoke, the whole chariot stopped, and they straightway did whatever he did, said. And above the firmament, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. This is none other than the pre-incarnate Christ riding on the black clouds of his glory. What has stirred him up? He's coming in rage out of the north. He's coming in rage, dear listener, because Israel and Judah had been plummeted, had been filled with false prophets who had profaned God's holiness, who had spoken messages of peace, peace. There was no more calling to repentance. The message of sin and judgment was gone in Israel. And God's people had bought into the lie. They spoke dreams and visions of their own making, and they did not listen to the word of the Lord. And God had had enough. I say today, that's how what's happened in the church. It's turned into a show. It's turned into a theater. Everything's light and easy. Everything's a joke. And nobody is weeping over their sin. It's time to return to the Lord our God. It's time to listen to his word and repent. Lord, we've profaned your holiness. Be merciful to us. Cover us in the blood and the righteousness of Christ, and we will return again to you. Oh, Lord, be merciful to us. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church of Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught, 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. LindenURC.com is the website. Visit us on the web and join us for worship. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.